Welcome again. It's time for The Good Stuff. And Mike and Kim, glad that you've joined us today for the next 5 minutes of good things to lighten your load. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us right here in Cherry County in the Valentine area. You know, Cherry County is about 4 million acres, about 100 miles east to west, and about 60 miles north and south. Yeah, right at the intersection of Highways 83 and 20. You don't know how many times people say, oh yeah, I've been through Valentine. Well, stop and visit some of the museums and some of the local history. And of course, with all that space, there's a lot of wide open spaces. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. They carry everything you might be interested in when it comes to ag information. Make sure that you check them out. It's actually very simple. Go to tsln.com and you'll find all kinds of last minute information that they get to you, plus an easy way for you to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
How did the human species survive? I recently saw a distraught young lady weeping beside her car. Do you need some help? I asked. She replied, I knew I should have replaced the battery to this remote door unlocker. Now I can't get into my car. Do you think they, pointing at a distant convenience store, would have a battery to fit this? I don't know. Do you have an alarm too? I asked. No, just this remote thingy, she answered, handing it over the car keys to me. As I took the key and manually unlocked the door, I replied, why don't you drive over there and check out the batteries? It's a long walk.
I have a poem. It's called Someone by Terry McPherson. What if you were a someone who needed a hug today? And what if you were a someone who'd gone and lost their way? What if you were a someone in need of a friendly face? And what if you were a someone crumpled and out of place? What if you were a someone on a rocky uphill climb? And what if you were a someone with no one to share your time? What if you were a someone desperate for a kind word? And what if you were a someone speaking out, but never heard? What if you were a someone whose confidence had been shattered? And what if you were a someone longing to know you mattered? What if you were a someone feeling ugly, worthless, and small? And what if you were a someone with nowhere to turn at all? What if you were a someone crying tears that wouldn't stop? And what if you were a someone giving up and ready to drop? What if you were a someone full of sorrow, pain, and despair? And what if you were a someone yearning for someone to care? But what if you're not that someone? What if life's going your way? Would you give yourself to someone else? Be the someone you'll need someday?
Oh, do you know the author on that?
Yes, indeed. Terry McPherson.
Oh, well, that's a good one for us today. A few lighthearted things to end the program today. Why is it that no plastic bag will open from the end on your first try? How do those dead bugs get into those enclosed light fixtures anyway?
Good question.
I don't know. And why is it that whenever you attempt to catch something that's falling off the table, you always seem to manage to knock something else over? In winter, why do they try to keep the house as warm as it was in summer when we complained about the heat anyway?
Age-old question.
I guess. How come you never hear father-in-law jokes?
That's really?
That's true. A good one, isn't it?
Yeah, that is very, very true. Somebody work on some of those, okay?
Here's a good one for you. The statistics on sanity is that 1 out of every 4 people is suffering from some sort of mental illness. So, think of your 3 best friends. If they're okay, then it's you. I don't know the author on those, but questions that haunt us today. For this portion of the Good Stuff program.
This is for the lovers of wordplay, so pay attention. Show me a piano falling down a mine shaft, and I'll show you a flat minor.
A flat minor? I thought it was a minor flat. The keynotes, I know.
Yep.
Keynotes,
yep. But you are stuck with your debt if you can't budget. If you can't,
oh, you can move it?
Budget.
You can't move
or,
it. Oh, okay.
Yep, or budge.
Budge it.
Local area network in Australia. The LAN down under.
The lamb down under?
The LAN. Local area network. LAN.
Oh, okay. I got it. I'm having a hard time tracking those this morning.
Well, they're kind of tricky anyway. You got to think about it. For example.
You better save some of those for another day when I'm thinking straighter.
So, all right.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to The Good Stuff.